Up next on Downtown, it was quite a weekend in golf. The U.S. Open out at Chambers Bay, first time there. A remarkable finish to the tournament and a whole lot of buzz about this year's U.S. Open as well and the victory by Jordan Spieth. To talk about it with us right now, before he catches a plane for his next golf assignment, Shane Bacon from Fox Sports checks in with us. And Shane, that was a crazy week of golf overall.
Yeah, you know, you can come up with dream scenarios of what you hope happens, especially, obviously, you know, a first U.S. Open for Fox and the first, obviously, at Chambers Bay. Not sure you could dream up a better one than that. It was exciting from, obviously, the start of the final round to the finish. And you don't like seeing guys lose championships like that, but I think Jordan Spieth going 2-for-2 and headed into St. Andrews is pretty good for golf.
Well, absolutely. And I want to talk about that angle especially because I thought it was a great weekend for the sport. I thought the different coverage, the fact that we on the East Coast could watch primetime golf and not in the middle of a Sunday afternoon, and then the course itself and all those variables, and then throw in a 21-year-old who might be the best in the world right now. I thought this was a big weekend for golf, especially for the future of golf and attracting younger fans.
Well, it's what I focused my piece today on FoxSports.com about, is exactly what you're saying. I mean, this is, you know, it kind of snuck up on us. I mean, the future of golf, we worry so much, you know, what happens post-Tiger and, you know, Phil's getting a little bit older and what happens there. And all of a sudden, the two best players in the world, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth, own all four of the major championship trophies at the same time. You know, Spieth didn't even have his best game, I didn't think, throughout the weekend. I thought it was a B-plus play by Jordan Spieth. Obviously, we saw him when he had his A-plus game at Augusta, running away a little bit with that thing. And he just hung around. And, you know, we can say all the things that people say about Jordan Spieth, how incredible it is that he's only 21 years old. But the fact that he stayed patient enough to keep himself in this championship till the end, and then the birdie on 18 there to give himself obviously a really good chance at winning, and then what happened with Dustin, it's just impressive, and it just continues to be impressive, and he continues to live up to the hype and everything you want to say, and now we have a legitimate rivalry between two young stars that are really taking the game into the next generation.
And what was your impression of the course itself, and do you think that was a good host site for our U.S. Open?
Yeah, you know, I love Chambers Bay. I got a chance to come out about 8 weeks ago and play it a couple times and get a feel for it. And at the time, obviously, it was a little bit, I'd say a little bit easier, you know, just because the greens weren't as quick and they don't have it to U.S. Open-style conditions. But I love the site. I thought it was an incredible place to hold a championship. Obviously, you know, I think the greens may be a hair bumpier than they may have wanted, obviously. And people on TV thought they looked a lot worse than they really were. I mean, I went out on the greens every day and rolled balls and got a feel for them, and the ball rolls pretty smooth for us. But, you know, my thing that I really was happy with was what the USGA did on Sunday. The setup on that second nine, on the way in, obviously, you know, you have a two drivable par fours, 17, you have a pretty accessible pin placement there, right in the middle of that green in the bowl, and then playing 18 is a par five. And when we saw it, the drama on that final hole was everything you could ask for.
Oh, that finish was wild, where you have three guys in the hunt, and then it looked like, okay, Spieth might run away with this. Then he falls apart a little on 17, rallies, has a chance to win it with an eagle, misses that. He was upset at missing the eagle putt, clearly, and then you have to feel for Dustin Johnson and the way it ended for him.
Well, it was a bummer. I mean, Justin Johnson, not going to have a better chance, really. I know that was a quick putt, and it was down the hill, but he saw Jason Day not only roll the same putt for what Dustin had for eagle, but the same putt that he ended up missing for birdie. You know, he had his opportunity. And you know what Dustin has to look at, the positives that he has to pull from this? He's had, you know, brutal defeats before. I mean, I think of Pebble Beach being up by three and in the final round shooting 82. I think of Whistling Straits obviously coming off that thinking it's going to be a playoff, and the ruling keeps him out of that Keimer Bubba Watson playoff. What I think he has to look at is he didn't putt well all week. I mean, not at all. His putter was a liability, and he almost still won the U.S. Open, you know, the toughest test in all of golf. So if you're going to look at a positive for Dustin, maybe that's what he looks at. I didn't have my best stuff around the greens, yet I still almost won. And I think that's what he has to offer the golf world, is the guy can hit the ball as solid, as far, and as good as anybody out there, really, week in and week out.
Shane Bacon of Fox Sports with us. You mentioned Jason Day. What a gutsy performance by that poor guy. Every time he'd bend over to pick up his ball, you'd worry about him.
Yeah, I was hoping that he would just leave those tees down there on the ground. I know he's got plenty in his bag. I mean, it was tough to see him go through that. I mean, it was incredible. That 31 on Saturday on the way in, I mean, we got done, and all the broadcasters and commentators for Fox would ride back in buses and have dinner together, and we literally just kept talking about it. You know, you couldn't talk about anything else. We had a four-way tie atop the leaderboard, obviously first time since 73, and all we could talk about was the way Jason Day finished. And not a great Sunday, obviously, and obviously the health thing got to him, but it was incredible to watch a guy obviously struggling. I mean, it was apparent. I mean, you could just look at his face, and he was still able to battle not just for 54 holes, but really stay in it for the first few holes there on Sunday, and then, you know, eventually faded. But it was pretty incredible, and I think we can all agree, you know, a healthy Jason Day is going to win a U.S. Open pretty soon.
Well, and now it sets up a remarkable battle here for the British Open in just a few weeks' time, and I would say going in, that's got to be anybody's to win. Certainly if when you look at McIlroy and Spieth and the way they're playing, who knows?
Yeah, and then you look right after him. I mean, look right after those guys, and you look at Louis Oosthuizen, and the guy that won at St. Andrews last time, you know, doesn't open with a 77, and we're talking about a guy that now owns both open titles. I mean, he played he really let it get away from him on Sunday. He makes five birdies in a row at a U.S. Open. I mean, it's just unheard of to do that, and then puts himself in a position to almost pull that thing out. It would have been the highest opening round since World War II if he'd have been able to do that and go on to win, and now he goes to a familiar place that he dominated the last time golf was there. I mean, you have to look at, obviously, Spieth, obviously Rory, and then Oosthuizen and his guys, I think, are your three favorites. And the issue with Rory, of course, is he's got to get off to better starts. I mean, he's played great on the weekends at these majors, the last two especially. He has to get those Thursday and Friday rounds a little lower so he's not so far behind the eight ball like we saw. I mean, he nearly put together an incredible round on Sunday, but you know, he can't be so far back. You can't be eight shots back going to the final round and think you have a legitimate chance of winning a major.
Shane, how was the feedback and what was the reaction of your Fox colleagues as to how that first broadcast went?
I think everybody was happy. I mean, you know, we did everything we could. Obviously, we had a great team, and I think everybody was excited about the opportunity to not only showcase a place like Chambers, for better or worse, one of the more beautiful places. You'll see players even pulling their phones out themselves earlier and taking pictures of the golf course. But, you know, for me, the play is going to bring viewers in, and that play towards the end, you know, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, anything more fun, and really a worthy champion in Jordan Spieth. And just at 21, as we said, this guy's going to go. And is anybody going to say he doesn't have a good chance to win three in a row? I mean, it's been really incredible in the run he's been on since that Australia Open in November.
Well, it was great fun to watch. I enjoyed not only watching it, but following it through your work as well. Thanks so much for making time for us on this busy day, and we'll talk again as we get ready for the British Open.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate it.